Leah Fitness on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
When you look at the evidence, there's no doubt that exercise not only can improve kind of your recovery, but there's actual evidence to say that exercise can reduce the chance of reoccurrence of cancer by 40 to 60%. Oh. It's huge. And the stupid thing is if you offered someone a tablet that you said, right, this will reduce your chance of getting cancer again by half, they wouldn't think twice, they would take it. Whereas this is something that we are offering for free that has no side effects compared to all the drugs they've been taking, and has also got all the psychological benefits of doing exercise as well.
That was Elise from Leah Fitness in Harrogate, who's one of the physios involved with the cancer rehabilitation exercise classes that they offer. A few months ago, we talked about the pink ribbon classes offered to women with breast cancer as part of their recovery through personalised Pilates classes. Following the huge success experienced by those involved, the service is now expanding to a wide range of cancers for both men in the steel classes and women in the pink classes. I visited Leah Fitness in Harrogate and met with Elise and Emily, who are both physiotherapists, to find out more.
We do an initial assessment, so we sit down and we chat, get their history and their background and work out how much they've been doing previously, what their goals are, what they want to get back to, and then we integrate them slowly into our Pilates program. And as it stands, we've got a free Pilates program that consists of 12 sessions, which are half an hour long here at Leah Fitness. And fortunately, we've had a really good uptake with people being really interested with this program. We've had, you know, a lot of success in trying to get people back into doing exercise and feeling confident in doing exercise. And so we've got the great opportunity of extending that now to men suffering with cancer, and the same will apply. So again, we'd have that initial free one-to-one session, and then they will be integrated into the 12 session program. And we provide mat classes, but we also have been providing a reformer class as well, so reformer Pilates using the machines, which has also been really, really popular.
I think one of the key differences is that because you are so person-centered, you know, every single person that comes to you is different anyway, mm-hmm. let alone somebody who has been through cancer treatment or is maybe even still going through some sort of mm-hmm. treatment. That needs to be so focused on that person, because people can't all move the same. There are bits of people's bodies that are weaker or that are stronger. How do the pink programs and the steel programs here at Leah Fitness make sure that everyone is sort of catered for their own individual needs?
Well, that's why it's so important. It's run by physiotherapists. So that's the whole point of the half hour assessment we do with them initially, Beth. We establish what treatment they've been through and where their limitations are. And then when Emily and I are taking the sessions, we see who's booked into the classes. And it's a case of going, okay, I know this person has these issues, this issues. So actually we then stitch together a program of exercises in our head that we know are going to cater for each of those people, because you'll have people who can't get up and on and off the floor. You'll have people who can't raise their arms in certain ways. So that's why we find physiotherapists are so good at leading these sessions, because we're very practiced in rehab exercises and prescription.
Goal setting, that's a big thing for us as well. So, you know, people will come in with certain things that they want to get back to doing, and we want to make sure that it's, you know, it's appropriate and it's realistic. Mm-hmm. We can see how they're progressing, and we use certain kind of outcome measures to measure their progress, because that's a great thing as well, is that actually if they can see themselves that they're improving in even small things, then it makes a big difference in terms of their confidence and their general well-being, really.
Measurable progression must be such a satisfying thing to see. The move, although it's an addition, not a move, having classes for men as well. There must be certain cancers or certain issues with specific cancers that you are finding are quite common. What are some of those issues that you're helping the men to deal with?
Yeah, so with the men, we, because our services have now expanded to all forms of cancer. It used to be we had to focus on breast cancer, but as Emily said, we've now been taking on our bowel cancers, lung, head and neck, and now we're doing the same with the men. A lot of that was on request of some of the local charities who were really keen. They had men who were having continence issues and core issues and back issues following some of the surgeries, particularly our colorectal surgery clients and the prostate cancer men. So what we are focusing on a lot now is, yes, your pelvic floor rehab, core strength if you've had any kind of abdominal surgery. But again, it's all really similar. It's not that men and women are specifically different. I think we've just found, and we've been advised by other international companies who are promoting cancer rehab, it's preferential to have your men and women's classes initially, so they feel comfortable talking to us and outletting to us and discussing pelvic floor, because a lot of these are intimate issues. But then the exciting thing is that both groups are actually really keen to then potentially integrate. So we then have a pink and steel hour mat class, so we can kind of phase them from doing a half hour class to an hour's class of everyone who's gone through any kind of cancer treatment, and then, as Emily said, phase them into our mainstream classes.
And a really important part of this is that you work in conjunction with other organisations. So I know the Sir Robert Ogden Centre at the Harrogate Hospital you work very closely with, and it's also free.
When you look at the evidence, there's no doubt that exercise not only can improve kind of your recovery, but there's actual evidence to say that exercise can reduce the chance of reoccurrence of cancer by 40 to 60%. Oh. It's huge. And the stupid thing is if you offered someone a tablet that you said, right, this will reduce your chance of getting cancer again by half, they wouldn't think twice, they would take it. Whereas this is something that we are offering for free that has no side effects compared to all the drugs they've been taking, and has also got all the psychological benefits of doing exercise as well. So there really is no negative that we can see whatsoever, and that's why we're really keen to make it free for those first 12 sessions, because then you can see people will come in and they'll kind of look at us in the assessments and go, oh, I'm a bit out of my comfort zone here. But they have nothing to lose, and that's why they try it. And honestly, as soon as they do a couple sessions, they just recognise the benefits straight away. So all we need is people to call up, and even if they're not saying they want to do classes, even if they just have a half hour with myself or Emily just to have a chat, because it's too good not to.
For more information on the classes, simply search online for Leah Fitness. That's Leah, L-E-A-R.
Leah Fitness on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.